I just wanted to add, and we can exhaust this subject, just like we can exhaust the grace of God. But with what Brother Wagdy brought before us about the surpassingness of the grace of God, I thought of the trespass offering. Not only the principal was repaid, but the fifth part was added. And that's what the work of the Lord Jesus has done. He's brought glory to God and blessing to us. But again, Romans 5, verse 20, where sin abounded, grace has much more abounded, or superabounded. And that's the grace that has come through the person of the Lord Jesus. And just to say again in John chapter 1, the Word, that's the name of the Lord Jesus. It's Him as the expression of God's mind and of all that God is. And when He came, as Brother John has said, He didn't come full of wrath. You might have thought that. The law had been broken. Gentiles were in idolatry, far from God. We might have thought it would say that He came full of wrath to judge this world. But instead He came full of grace and truth. The grace that you and I needed to bring us into salvation, and the truth to reveal God as He really is. And yes, to reveal us as we really are too. But He came full of grace and truth. That grace has appeared. How wonderful the Son of God has come. How much we owe to Him. Because He was willing to come down from heaven. Not to do His own will, John chapter 6. But to do the will of Him that sent Him. And to accomplish that work at the cross. For you and I. That God can righteously show grace to us. And bring us near.